welcome to another edition of Rotobola Radio here on Rotobola's YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano. Happy to be with you today as we kick off our discussion of the Major League Baseball upcoming 2020 season and fantasy baseball season. Football is just about in the books. Super Bowl about 10 days away. And you know me if you watch the football videos. Well, now it's time to start talking about baseball. All right, guys, and head over to rotobola.com and check out everything there, the main page, the premium package. Sign up using the promotional code ACES. Save yourself a few dollars that way. And check out all the Major League Baseball great stuff there. The draft guide is up, and that's a developing product there, a developing document you could get online at rotobola.com, as well as all the great stuff, including the lineup optimizers once the baseball season starts. So we got you preseason. We got you during the season. So check it all out at rotobola.com. Follow me on Twitter at AnianoFantasy. And obviously check out everything over at Rotobola Radio on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, as well as right here on the Rotobola YouTube channel. Now, I start the season off today hitting on the biggest topic of the year, and that's the Houston Astro cheating scandal and its impact on the fantasy value of those players. So I've sat down and I've essentially looked at the starting nine, or the starting eight, I should say. Well, nine, Yordan Alvarez, the DH. So the starting nine of the Houston Astros. Yuli Gurriel at first, Altuve at second, Carlos Correa at short, Alex Bregman at third. An outfield of mostly Michael Brantley, George Springer, and Josh Reddick. And then Yordan Alvarez at the DH position. And took a look to see if there were any signs that we could see would maybe be affected fantasy-wise by the whole garbage can banging, whether the wire tapping on the shirt was true or not. Major League Baseball has said it's not. I'm not going to speculate on that. But am I concerned about any of these players now that that has been exposed? And, well, the answer is yes. There are some players that have some interesting home road splits, and there are some players who are actually better on the road than they were at home in Houston. According to all reports, this scandal, this cheating method, the video camera, the center field, the banging on the garbage can, happened only at home. So to me, it was telling to see how these players last year performed at home and on the road. And if they exceeded the performance on the road than they did at home, then I'm a little less concerned. So I'll go around the horn. I'll start with Yuli Gurriel. I'll actually start with the four players I am concerned with. Let's do it that way. So it's Yuli Gurriel at first base, 35 years old, which is already a red flag for me at that point in his career to continue to putting up super strong numbers. And, you know, when you look at the home run pop from 2018 to 2019, it was astronomical, 13 to 31. So that's normally a red flag as it is, but you could explain that away with all the home run numbers across the game last season and the reports of a different baseball, the juice ball, all of that. So somebody goes, okay, Anthony, I could explain that away. But now you look at his overall numbers on the season, a 298 batting average, which is not a surprise. That's what he's been as a 290 hitter, a 343 on base percentage, 31 homers, 104 RBIs, an 11% K rate, and a 6% walk rate. All outstanding. All right. But now let's take a look at those splits. At home, he hit 311. On the road, he hit 287. Not bad by any means. Home was better. Home runs, 19 at home, 12 on the road. Strikeout rate was lower away from home than at home. Walk rate stayed the same. So I looked at the OPS, the on-base plus the slugging percentage. Because to me, if you know what pitch is coming, two things will be able to happen. You'll be able to hit the ball with more power, or you should be able to draw more walks because you'll be able to stay away from bad pitches. And what I saw from Yuli Gurriel is his home OPS, okay? His home OPS was 966. His road OPS was 815. That's a 151.151 differential. Okay, if it was a positive differential, I did not like what I saw. If it was a negative differential, that means the player performed better or equal on at home and on the road. That higher positive differential tells me potentially that Yuli Gurriel benefited more than other players on this Houston team with sign stealing and all of that. A player that concerns me with that plus 51 OPS. All right. Another player that concerns me, second baseman Jose Altuve. Now, a couple of things that concern me. He's 29 years old. Okay. He's going to be 30 during the season. Last year, he dealt with some leg issues. I just saw Roto Bowler's own Josh Hayes draft him at the end of the second round in the FSGA draft. Okay. Now, Jose Altuve has a career high in home runs last season with 31. But a career low in stolen bases, 6. Red flag number one for me. Leg injuries last season, and now over his last 3 seasons, his stolen base totals have gone from 32 to 17 to 6. I don't like it. Part of Altuve's game was the stolen base. And in a league desperate for stolen bases, that's a big miss if Altuve's not running anymore. Now, Altuve's overall numbers last season, he hit 298 with a 353 on base percentage. Like I mentioned, the 31 home runs, struck out 15% of the time, walked 8% of the time. But look at the home and away. Batting average was lower on the road. He hit 306 at home, 291 away from home. Okay, power, lower at home, lower on the road than at home. 18 home runs at home, 13 on the road. He struck out more on the road, 13% of the time at home, 16% on the road. And he walked more at home, 9% to 6%. Every counting stat that I looked at was better at home for Jose Altuve than on the road. So now let's go to that OPS. His OPS at home was 979. His OPS on the road was significantly lower at 836, a big drop in OPS compared from home to on the road. I don't like it. His on base was lower. His slugging was lower. His overall OPS was lower. So again, every every benefit you get from knowing the pitch that's coming, a higher slugging rate, a better on-base percentage was seen, taken advantage of by Jose Altuve when he was in Minute Maid Park there in Houston. Okay, better numbers overall at home than on the road. Altuve's a concern. I don't like him in the second round. All right, Carlos Correa at shortstop. Now, for him, it's a little trickier because of the fact that he's a huge injury risk. And that's why, number one, I'm concerned about Carlos Correa. 2016, 153 games played. 2017, 109. 2018, 110. Last season, only 75 games. Now, last season, 279 batting average, 21 home runs, 59 RBIs. Struck out 23% of the time, walked 11% of the time. But look at the difference in batting average from his home when he's at Houston and on the road. Hit 323 at home, 242 on the road. We're talking about an 80% drop in batting average. Power numbers stayed similar, 11 and 10. RBI stayed similar, 31 and 28. On-base percentage at home, 404. On-base percentage on the road, 320. He clearly, in my opinion, benefited from knowing what was coming. Okay? This is not an accusation against Carlos Correa. This is just a known fact of what the Astros did. They banged on garbage cans. They banged on garbage cans and let players know what pitch was coming. Okay, when you know what pitch is coming, you have a higher batting average, you have an higher on-base percentage. The difference between his OPS at home and on the road was larger than any other players in this Astros lineup. His OPS at home was over 1,000. It was 1.034. His OPS on the road was only 836, a difference of 198. Okay, that is the largest difference. There are 4 players I'm concerned about. Gurriel with a difference in OPS of 151 between home and the road. Altuve with a difference of 143 between on his OPS between home and on the road. Carlos Correa's at difference of 198. Now, he did strike out more at home than on the road, okay? And he did walk more home and on the road. But that gap of almost 0.200 difference in OPS between his home and road splits is substantial. It's the largest one of the 9 starting hitters on this Astros team. And finally, Yordan Alvarez, the young player. Again, a little tricky like Correa because of the limited games he played. Only 87 games, only 369 plate appearances for Alvarez last year. Now, he was a monster, all right? No denying that. 27 homers, 78 RBIs, a .313 batting average in those 87 games. Just crazy numbers, rookie of the year numbers, right? But now look at the splits. At home, he hit .349. I mean, he's talking about a .350 hitter as a rookie. That's you know, legendary stuff. On the road, 272. Nothing wrong with 272, okay? But it's 70 points lower than he hit at home. On-base percentage is otherworldly at home at 441. On-base percentage on the road is 379. Now, that's a terrific on-the-road base percentage, 379, but nothing close to that 441. I mean, getting on base 44% of the time when playing in Houston is a tremendous number. Now, again, the power stays the same, 14-13. RBIs, 44-34. They stay the same, and that doesn't surprise me about Yordan Alvarez. He's the size of a mountain. Okay, his power numbers are going to be there. I am no doubt, you know, he's no doubt another 27-plus home run season for me. The question is he still a 313 hitter? If you're in an OBP league, is he still a 412 on-base percentage if he doesn't know what pitch is coming? All right, take a look at the strikeout rate. He struck out 28% of the time on the road, only 23% at home. Okay, walk rate stayed consistent at 14%, but he struck out more on the road. Hard, easier to strike out when you don't know what pitch is coming. Again, now let's look at the on-base plus slugging, the OPS. His OPS at home was over 1,000, 1.140. Exceptional, okay? Absolutely exceptional. Highest on the team. His OPS on the road, 985. A difference of 0.155. So those are the four players in Houston I'm concerned about based on the cheating scandal and the home road splits. It's Gurriel, it's Altuve, it's Correa, and Yordan Alvarez. Again, they're still good hitters, but will we see a decline in their overall numbers, especially playing at home without the benefit of the sign-stealing scandal? Now, that being said, there are players I'm not concerned about right now in Houston. Starting with Alex Bregman. His numbers were better on the road last year. That's how talented he is. Feel secure taking Bregman with a first-round pick. Overall batting average was .296. At home was .278. On the road was .315. Okay, 41 home runs. Only 16 of them at home, 25 on the road. This tells me Alex Bregman can hit anywhere and at any time he wants. On-base percentage was .423. Both the home and the road were over .400. Struck out 13% at home, 11% on the road, 16% walk rate at home, 19% on the road. Did he benefit? Yes, but he also hit without the benefit of it. I'm not concerned about Bregman. In fact, his OPS was higher on the road than it was at home. His OPS at home was 923. His OPS away from Houston was 1.109. When that OPS is higher on the road than it is home, I am not worried about banging it on a garbage can affecting his hitting production. Same goes for George Springer at 30 years old. Last season, a career high in home runs and RBIs. He hit .292. He's a lifetime .270 hitter. Part of this is because Springer stayed on the field last year, which made a big difference. Now, he hit .292 with a .383 on-base percentage, 39 homers, 96 RBIs. Struck out 20% of the time, walked 12%. Again, a higher batting average on the road. Hit .287 at home, .297 on the road. More home runs away from Houston. 18 at home, 21 on the road. Higher on-base percentage on the road, .366 to .398. So all of those numbers were better on the road. He actually struck out less on the road, 23% at home, 18 on the road, and walk rate was essentially similar, 10 and 14%. Again, the OPS was good in both spots. When you look at a .932 on-base percentage in Houston and a higher OPS away from Houston at 1.012, that difference is in the negative. It was a negative .08, okay? Differential there for me. That negative differential is good. It means that the OPS was higher away from home. Bregman's was at negative .186. Those two players hit better away from Houston without. So tells me again, did they benefit? Yes. Can they still produce at a high level without it? Yes, they can. Josh Reddick, who's an AL only player, again, his numbers remained similar. Batting average much higher on the road at .294 compared to .257 at home. Power stayed the same. The OPS was higher on the road as well. Now, it wasn't particularly good either way. That's why he's only an AL-only player. But a .690 OPS in Houston, a .767 OPS away from Houston. And finally, Michael Brantley, who's a lifetime .297 hitter. Terrific hitter since his days in Cleveland. So that doesn't concern me too much either because he has that track record of being a hitter before he came to Houston. Batting average was .311. It was the same in both spots. .312 at home, .311 in Houston. On base percentage, 372. It was 375 at home, 369 on the road. Home runs, 22 home runs, 12 and 10 home and away. The numbers stayed the same. Strikeout and walk rate were the same home and away, 10% at both, 8% at both. All right. Michael Brantley is a 290 to 310 hitter. No matter where he plays, whether you're banging on a drum or not banging on a drum, he's a safer play for me. The OPS was negligible. It was at 0.01. Okay, so there was no real. It was 884 to 866. A negligible change in OPS. I'm not concerned about Michael Brantley either. So breaking that down, the number differential, the differential in OPS for Gurriel, Altuve, Correa, and Yordan Alvarez scares me a little bit. I'm not saying they're off my draft board, but I can't take Altuve in round two. When you combine the decrease in stolen bases and the benefit of potentially that cheating scandal, he's out of the second round for me. Gurriel at 35 years old with a pop in, an extreme pop in power is an avoid at the first base position for me. Do I like him as a corner infielder because he'll hit 290? Yes. Correa, I'm concerned about him, A, because he's always injured, and B, he had the biggest gap of all these players of a higher OPS in Houston compared to the road. And Alvarez, the power will play. I have no problem drafting him for power. I think I saw him go in the fourth round of the FSGA draft. The question becomes, when you hit 272 on the road and 349 at home with that cheating scandal going on, where does that batting average settle in? I don't expect it to settle in at 313. I'm still fine with Bregman in round one. The numbers prove he'll hit anywhere. Okay, Springer should be fine, stays on the field. He's a good player. Okay, Riddick and an AL only, and Michael Brantley will still give you that batting average you're drafting him for around 290 and 310. All right, everybody, follow me on Twitter at @AAnnianoFantasy. Head over to rotoballer.com, use that promotional code ACES, and check everything out there. And make sure you subscribe right here to Rotoballer's YouTube channel and check out all the great baseball preview videos that will be coming your way throughout the winter months. All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your day, folks. I'm Anthony Anniano. Have a good one, folks.